This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Who's running? One of the local legends, quite frankly. I mean, this guy ran Springbrook. He's a legend. Third overall pick in the 97 draft. He's a Buckeye. He's a friend. He's a former Skin, and he is uber successful in his post-playing career. We welcome back, he's family to the program, Sean Springs on the Travis Thomas Experience. What's up, Spreezy?
T. Thomas, what's good, man? I'm up over here on a chill day watching Narcos, man. That's it. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I still haven't watched that. I heard that's really good, though. I got to get on that.
Yeah, I'm just trying to watch it for the first time, man. We'll see. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. It's been too long since I had you on. I mean, obviously, we'll start with the Skins, but I want to run a theory by you. I pretty much had callers call in and say I was insane. One guy agreed with me, but just hear me out. Here's my theory. I think Dan Snyder should get on the phone right now, call Tuscaloosa, stay with me, Spreezy, and say, hey, look here, the other Gruden got 10 years, 100 mil. I'll give you, Nick Saban, 10 years, $1.50, and complete control. You can shop for your own groceries. Ain't no way Nick Saban's saying no to that. Do you think I'm crazy or do you agree?
I think you are... Not crazy.
Okay.
I think there might be some rationale to that, some logic to that. But why would you do that?
Well, are you going to sit here and tell me this team's going to make the playoffs? Are you going to do that? Are you going to say they're mathematically alive, so they're alive? Are you going to sit here and tell me Josh Johnson's going to lead them, Sean Springs? Are we going to play this game?
No, I'm not really going to play the game at all. But I'm just saying, do you think that Nick Saban is an answer to changing that organization around?
I'll say this. When he was in Miami and he came up short, I remember he was just a coach then, Spreezy. If he had power at that point, he would have got Drew Brees because that's who he wanted. But he was forced to get Donovan Culpepper instead, and the rest is history. I think if he came here and he had power and he could make his own decisions, hell, half of his team that he coached is here already anyways, and – you can't tell me that guy doesn't have an ego and doesn't want to get another shot at the NFL for the right price in the right situation. I think he would make a difference.
Any coach that's a real good coach, let me tell you, say it like this. How about a Greg Williams if you gave him complete control? And anybody can make the right decisions with complete control, but do you think Snyder is in a position where he's going to get rid of Bruce Allen? See, the problem is not just coaching. It's a whole system thing. It's what you're alluding to. It's you don't think the organization is making the right decisions from the top down. Sounds like it.
Right.
And so I guess the question would be, what do you do? Do you go get any coach or any organization that, you know, has the ability to pick his own players and change, may be able to make a difference? I think there's some great coaches. Look at what Sean McVay has done for the Rams. I think there's some other young, talented coaches out there. I tell you, a guy I would like if I was a Redskins, that who, if he had the right GM or the right people around, could make a big difference. A guy who's at Dallas named Chris Richard, who was up in Seattle as defense coordinator, a guy like that. I mean, a young, exciting coach. I don't know if you necessarily have to go get Nick Saban to change the organization around. I think that you might have to do some other things in the organization to kind of help make them better because we're not drafting well and we're not getting the players that we need.
Sean Springs joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Legend. Let me ask you this. I want to get into your Buckeyes a little bit. So Urban Meyer's done there. Do you think he's done with coaching, though?
I don't know, man. I think, you know, I think his health issues are real. I think they're serious. I think he enjoys coaching. You know, ultimately, I think how with him being an Ohio player, I mean, how from Ohio State one of the places that where he felt was a destination job and his dream job. So I can't see him going anywhere else. Who would want to leave Ohio State, right? I wouldn't keep it out of possibility. How about that?
Yeah, I could see him coaching USC in a couple seasons. I'll be honest with you.
I don't know. I think USC is going to get them a good coach after next year. I think there's some coaches out there. I don't know if he's going to come back with the next couple years, right?
So you're buying it. You think this could be it for him?
Well, I think that I think he's in a position now where I think he's done. You know, his legacy is built. When you think about coaches in his generation and what he's done at Utah, Florida, Bowling Green, and everywhere he's winning, even Ohio State winning a national title, I think that, you know, his legacy of being one of the elite coaches. You know, you got Nick, Dabo, Urban's name is right in there. I think that, what else do you need to prove? If the health? And he got kids and college sons playing baseball and whatever and stuff like that. So,
are you going out to Pasadena to watch them kick the Huskies' ass?
Oh, man, I think they're going to – it's a privilege called Rose Bowl. It was a little disappointing we didn't make the playoffs. But I think I might have a chance to go out to California and check these guys out. We'll see.
That's good, man. I was pretty disappointed, too, because, you know, I put a bet on them early when I was out there in Columbus for them to win the national title. All I needed was for them to get in the playoff, and they came up short.
And they did come up short. I mean, and that's the argument. I want to hear you your argument on why we shouldn't extend the playoffs from four to maybe six teams, right? I think we talked about that before, man. Is four teams enough for college football, the championship series?
I'll go eight, dude. I don't even know if six is enough. Just go eight. But you know why, Springs? I'm tired of hearing UCF and those little, you know, mid-major, if you will, schools like Boise and schools like that always talking about we don't get a shot. You know what? Extend it to eight. Let them get in there and see what it's like to play real football teams so they shut up.
Yeah, that is true, man. Hey, and another name I want going back to, sorry to skip around, Thomas going back. How about Mike McCarthy to the Washington Redskins? I know you what you think about that?
I'm not against it. I think these next three games matter for Jay Gruden. That's what I think. Look, if they win them all, then they got a shot to make the playoffs. He's not going anywhere. If they lose out, I think the Skins have to make a change, and maybe a Mike McCarthy's name comes up. You know, I think it depends. I think they could win tomorrow, to be honest, which could throw a monkey wrench in a lot of things. Sean Springs here joining us on the Travis Thomas Experience. How about your boy, Dwayne Haskins, local kid, legend? Is he going to win the Heisman next year or what?
Well, I mean, is that a leading question trying to get me out of if he's going to be at Ohio State next year? I don't know. I mean, if he's in school, you know, I don't know. I mean, this kid has the opportunity to be one and done, much like Trubisky. We see who's at Chicago, who's at North Carolina for a year, and Dwayne has the opportunity to do that, I believe. I haven't discussed it with him, but I know every time I look up, I see the New York Giants is going to get Dwayne Haskins or the Oakland Raiders or all these teams in the draft, so. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weak quarterback class. So how does this work? Because I thought he's a sophomore, right? He could still come out? What is it, an age limit or something?
He's a redshirt sophomore. He was redshirted 1 year. That's right. So you're a junior in the classroom.
He should come out, dude. Do you think he should come out?
Yeah, he has an opportunity to come out. And he might. And people talk about him. Some people talk about him being even here at the Washington Redskins as a potential.
That'd be crazy, coming back home. Speaking of coming back home, let me ask you this. I'll keep it with college for a second. What do you think of all the moves at Maryland now with Loxley and those guys? I mean, do you think, Sean, that they'll be able to keep local talent and keep them away from places like Ohio State, or do you think it's much to do about nothing?
Well, I think, you know, Loxley is one of the best recruiters that you ever see come through the Maryland program. I wish he would have not let him leave for a couple of years, maybe the program be in a different place, but Loxley's going to change it from a recruit standpoint. You know, it's going to take a while to keep Nick Saban and now Coach Ryan Day, Ohio State, and some of these other schools out of the talent-rich DMV. It's going to be tough because, you know, everybody knows for years you can get the kids like Stephon Diggs, the Haskins kids, Jonathan Allen, all these kids in the DMV, and Trace McSorley, and I can keep going on about a whole bunch of guys in the Tolerance area. So it'll be tough to keep the Ohio States, the Alabamas, the Tennessees, the Penn States out of this area. But, I mean, he's got to do his best, and he's got to get on those kids early.
Hey, Springs, you like the Skins tomorrow, or you think they lose?
I think the Skins lose out for the rest of the year. I can't see them winning.
6-10.
I know.
That's brutal, Springs. That's tough. I mean,
yeah, I know, man.
If that, if you're right, there's change. They got to make changes. If you're right, they have to make changes.
Yeah, well, they're gonna have to. I mean, it's hard to see them guys with the amount of injuries and the way that defense just looks so defeated. It's hard to see those guys winning any more game. I might be wrong. I'm not trying to be negative, but it's really tough to see the brand of football that they're playing that they can beat any other team right now.
Sean Springs joining us here on the Travis Thomas Experience. Hey, one thing I've always wanted to do as your friend too is I notice when you're on other shows, all they ask is Redskin stuff, and then it's hi, bye, thanks. Because we are tight, I know what's going on in your life post-playing career. I don't know if the average fan who's a fan of yours has any idea. I would like to allow the stage for you to go ahead and stunt and tell the people exactly what's going on, because I don't really think that they know that you are a black Tony Stark out here. I mean, you are making it. You are making it happen, Sean Springs. Can you please just let the people know what you've been up to in your company?
Yeah, my company, Wimpact, most people think of as a sports technology company because they had a chance to see all our NFL commercial. NFL did a wonderful job running the national commercial for about 5-6 weeks for us. But our company, we're an impact protection company. We say we're a technology and applied science company that focuses on impact protection. Basically, easy way to understand it for a lot of people out there, we are Intel inside for helmets and chest protectors, anything that does with force mitigation, we solve for. Working with the sports companies, like some of the brands you might wear for baseball helmets, hockey helmets, U.S. military, as well as, you know, automotive space. So we try to do our thing, Travis. You know, man, I'm going to have you as my communication guy because you got the mouthpiece that can blow up any company, man. So come on over and work with us, man.
I love this guy, man, Sean Springs. Do you miss playing? I don't think I ever asked you this. Do you miss playing at all?
Nah, man. You know, sports is a young man's game. I love just watching it and kind of chilling.
Well, a lot of people don't know. Sean Springs was one hell of a basketball player too. Now, do you still hoop ever?
Nah, man. You know, I got a bad knee, but I would love to hoop. I told Coach Thompson one time it came down between me and Allen Iverson, who took over to Georgetown. I think he made the right decision with going with Allen Iverson.
Hey, Springs, you would have been a problem though. You may not have been AI, but you would have held your own now.
Yeah, my game is much like Russell Westbrook or Dwayne Wade, somewhere in between there with a sweet left hand, man. Sweet left hand.
Listen to Springs. Hey, real quick, man, I gotta go, but you know we could do this all day. What do you think of the Wizards, bro?
I think the Wizards, man, I honestly would love, you know, as a diehard basketball fan, and you know we talk basketball all the time, man. We need to change, man. We gotta have a change, man. I mean, one, we gotta draft better. Two, which is some beautiful kids in this draft class coming up. But two, man, I think this, you know, I hate to say it, man, I'm not sure that the combination of talent that we have there it needs to be the let me say it to be nice and I won't drive the fans crazy when I said D.C. We might have traded one of our superstars, man.
Right. All right, which one you letting go?
I don't know, but I know last year you started a rumor we should let John Wall go, but I'm not going to tell people that you started the rumor. It was you who started that rumor.
You going to put me out there like that, Spreezy? You going to do that?
I'm not going to say Travis Thomas was the guy who started that rumor. I'm just going to say it happened.
Hey, I got CP coming up on the show. You got a message you want to send to him?
Hey, tell CP I'm volunteering CP to be the general manager for Washington. He's here to the organization for that. I'm nominating him.
Double J, clip this off. We will play it for CP. Thank you, Spreezy. We'll talk soon, bro.
All right. Sounds good, man.
Sean Springs, always a character, man. I talk to him more off air than I do on air, but every now and again I like to bring him on radio because he's just, that guy's nuts. He is insane. All right, when we come back, I'm going to gamble heavily and tell you who I bet on this week. And then top of next hour, we'll have Clinton Portis, and we will play that clip of what Sean Springs just said. Basically, a write-in vote for CP to be GM of the Redskins. What do you think about that? Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan. It's a throwback, Double J. I like it. This or that on the Travis Thomas Experience. Taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Question of the days, pretty simple. How do you fix D.C. area sports teams? Run them down for me, everyone except the Caps. And to a certain extent, the Nats even. I don't really think the Nats have anything, death.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm five happening. I think it's all good. Although, I am curious to see how you guys feel about the Bryce Harper saga. But really, mainly, the Redskins and the Wizards right now, just there's so much going on, so much drama. I wanted to get into some of my bets this week. So I didn't bet any of the games tonight. I did bet the Thursday night game. And what stinks is I wish I was on the air the day before because it would have been, a little more, couragey. That's a PC way of saying something else. Because I took the Chargers to win the game outright, and they did. And now, granted, I was sweating towards the end of that game, but I love the call for the two-point conversion, and then they get it, and they win the game. So I hit that bet. I did not bet the games today and tonight, however. Texans at Jets, I didn't touch it. Browns at Broncos, I didn't touch it. But for those of you who did, I'll talk about it. Houston, favored by a touchdown tonight over the Jets in the Meadowlands. I actually like the Jets to cover that number. I do believe the Texans will win the game on the money line, but I think the Jets cover the spread. That's a tough team at 4-9. Don't get it twisted. They kind of remind me of the Jaguars a little bit. The Jags have that 4-9 record also, but their defense is number 6 overall in the league, talking about the Jags. The Jets are similar. They have a tough, scrappy team, will fight you to the end. Sam Darnold is not that bad as a rookie. The Texans obviously are a playoff team. They're going to win that division, but it's going to be rainy and nasty tonight in New Jersey. I just think that could be kind of a sloppy game. In fact, I even have Deshaun Watson on my fantasy team. And I didn't want any parts of them. I'm like, look, the Jets' defense is decent. It's going to be raining. I'm playing a injured Big Ben just because I feel like Big Ben and Tom Brady might be in a shootout tomorrow. So I like the Texans to win on the money line, Jets on the spread. I'm taking those 7 points. Thank you very much. Tonight, Browns at Denver at the Mile High, taking on the Broncos. And I'm kind of going courage here, too. I think Baker Mayfield wins this game outright if I was betting it. Broncos are favored by 2.5. Listen, I like Mayfield. And I'll tell you another thing. The Broncos are out of it. I feel like the Browns think they have a shot to win that division. They're going for it. Mayfield's not afraid of the stage. In fact, I think he likes it. I think the Browns win that game outright. All right, so those are just my opinions for tonight's game. Here are the games I actually bet this week. Let's start with the Titans. Titans also at the Meadowlands tomorrow at 1, taking on the Giants. I got it at the Titans plus 1.5. So the Titans are underdogs in that game. I just don't think the Giants are that good. I think the Skins just laid down last week. And so everyone's sipping that Giant Kool-Aid. I'm not buying it. I think the Giants suck, to be honest with you. And I don't think the Titans are that bad. They got a shot at the playoffs. They got to have that game. I think they go on the road and get it done. So I bet that game. You guys are going to think I'm crazy, but what else is new? Because I am. I'm taking the Packers to go into Chicago and win that game. Look, I love the Bears. I think they'll probably win on Wild Card Weekend that first game, whoever they play. But we ain't there yet, and I think the Packers are going to make a playoff run here. I really do. Plus, don't forget the Bears just beat the Rams. That's an emotional, you know, kind of high for that team that's not used to winning big games like that on big stages. And the Rams are for real. I like the Packers to really sneak one from the Bears, even though that sounds strange, you know, because we're used to seeing the Packers beat the Bears. But this year they would sneak it. I think Rodgers is going to get going and going to roll here. So I bet Packers there. I also took the Colts at home and laid the points. Colts are 3-point favorites over the Cowboys in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. I laid the points. I like the Colts. I think Luck is going to get that team in the playoffs. He's going to figure it out somehow, some way. And then my most risky bet all week. Listen, the Vikings are at home taking on the Dolphins, but the number on that game is just too big. The Vikings are favored by a touchdown. I don't buy it. The Dolphins play everyone tough. Did you see them just beat the Patriots? Now, granted, I won't deny that was kind of fluky how they beat them. But I actually think that Dolphin team can at least hang in there with the Vikings. I really do. So I think that'll be a closer game than we think. So I like the Dolphins there. Vikings to win the game, Dolphins to cover the spread. So there you go. Gambling heavily. I did not gamble on the Redskins-Jags. If I did, I don't think I would take either team because I don't trust either. I would probably bet the under on the point total, which is so sad. The point total's 36. That's the lowest since 2012. I would take the under and move on with my life. I wouldn't even care. I don't think I could trust either team to win the game. So I wouldn't bet a side. I'd just bet the total. So there you go. I really didn't talk gambling on the show until I've been getting a lot of requests to do it because I do it on my website, TravisThomasExperience.com, and people have been hitting me up like, you need to talk it on the radio show and talk it more on TV. I do talk it on DC Sports Live, a show you could see every night, Monday through Friday on NBC Sports Washington. So there you go. Gambling heavily has now bled into every portion of my life, including my marriage. Me and my wife take bets on who's going to get out of the shower first. Just kidding. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7. Travis Thomas Experience, trying to bring you a little energy on a rainy Saturday. Taking your phone calls, 800-636-1067. Question of the day, how do you fix the D.C. area teams? Minus the Caps, they're just fine, thank you very much. But Redskins, Wizards, Nats, you know, there's some drama. There's some drama in the club. How do you fix them? 800-636-1067. Let me know, because I need all your help. Last segment, I broke down the games that I bet on this week. I missed one of them. Actually, it's a college game at 3:30 today. I bet I laid the points with Fresno State in the, what is this bowl called? I cannot even keep track of these bowls. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl. There you go. I took Fresno State and laid the 5.5 to beat Herm Edwards and the Arizona State Sun Devils. So there you go. Speaking of college football, I, for one, cannot wait for the playoff. Like, I've already started making plans for this game. My in-laws are coming over, big-time Notre Dame alums and fans, obviously. I mean, it's all happening at the Thomas residence. Let me let you know right now. So, obviously, you know what it is, right? Notre Dame versus Clemson, Oklahoma versus the mighty Roll Tide, Alabama Crimson Tide, who I just spent this show basically saying that the Redskins should give Nick Saban whatever he wants. I mean, pretty much everyone said I'm insane for that, Double J, except one caller did say he agreed with me. But I've been voted off the island. Most people think I'm nuts for that, saying Nick Saban, give him whatever he wants. And what did I say, $150 million, as opposed to the $100 million that John Gruden got from the Raiders. I'm saying give the guy $150 and let him do whatever he wants.
And that's working out super great for the Raiders.
Well, it's not even year one of a 10-year deal.
I know you need to be patient, but good Lord.
I'll say this. I don't think he gives a damn about Oakland. That's obvious. They just can't suck for Vegas. So,
that's a good point.
The clock starts when they move. You know what I mean? I think he's cleaning house there for a reason. All right, here's my breakdown of those bowl games. Then I'm going to get your phone call. I just want to break down the college football playoff real quick. So, in the first game, Notre Dame against Clemson. Listen, just from gambling purposes, you know, the game opened up at 11.5. It's moved. The line's gone higher now. I've seen it at 13.5, 14 in some spots. So Clemson essentially a two-score favorite, right? Two-touchdown favorite. Listen, maybe I'm crazy. I'm going Notre Dame all day, every day. I think they cover that number. I don't believe they'll win outright, but I do believe they will cover that number. And I think this game could be close, and it could be a down-the-stretch type of game. I think we'll go in the fourth quarter pretty close, and then maybe Clemson makes a play here or there, sort of pulls away. But I am not buying that Notre Dame in this defense is going to get smacked around by two touchdowns. I'm just not buying it. I think they're a better football team than that. And I like their quarterback, Ann Book, to be honest with you. I think Ann Book can stand toe-to-toe with Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence for an entire game, to be honest. I think they can go shot for shot, blow for blow. The difference in this game will be, although I love Notre Dame's defense, Clemson's defense is at a different level, particularly that defensive line. I think they are absolutely going to shut down that Notre Dame run game, and it's going to have to be Ann Book beating that defense. I think he's good. He ain't that good. Notre Dame will cover that number. Clemson will win outright. Oklahoma-Alabama is a night game. That's the big one, right? Alabama, same thing. 14-point favorites there. It opened at 13.5, hasn't moved much, staying right around that two touchdown. I'm not buying that either. Listen, the only teams that ever beat Nick Saban Alabama teams are guys at quarterback who are dynamic. Kyler Murray just won the Heisman for a reason. He's dynamic. Now, I don't know if he'd be any good in the pros. In fact, I think he should go play pro baseball. But in college, he is electrifying. I think he's going to give Alabama problems. I think Oklahoma covers that number as well. And in fact, I think they have a better shot, believe it or not, to win outright than I think Notre Dame does against Clemson. I think OU is going to give Alabama everything they can handle. Alabama's going to have to put up points here. I think Tua will. I think Alabama wins ultimately, but this game could come down. This is going to be a shootout, honestly. I'm taking Oklahoma, and I take the over in this game. The point total is 80.5. I'd go over. I really believe this will be a shootout. So there you go. Both Notre Dame and Oklahoma to cover. I think we're going to have a tremendous college football play.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Off the favorites will win, but I think the underdogs will cover big time. So you're welcome. I also want to get to these phone calls. I got a bunch of them coming in. Let's go to Mitch in Jersey. Mitch always calls me. I like Mitch. Mitch, welcome back to the Travis Thomas Experience.
How's it going, Travis? Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Same to you, bro.
Thank you. Well, first of all, to watch the Nats, I mean, that was a good offer to Harper to leave all that money on the table. Yep. I hope the owners collude. Somehow they collude and he comes kind of crawling back. Because they could have had Harper. I mean, they could have had Trout too. Strasburg's been kind of a disappointment. Can you imagine? I feel when Harper's going to go to LA, you're going to have Harper and Trout playing center field for the LA teams for the next 10 years. That's really going to take the offense down a couple of notches. They still have a good lineup, but to lose a franchise guy like Harper, I'm putting the Hall of Fame on me. I'm just do it now.
Where do you think he ends up? Do you think he goes to the Phillies? Because I'm thinking the Dodgers, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I follow that team also. Put him in center field. I don't care about Puig. he's like a box of chocolates. Train while he's hot. You know, the day after, the next time he hits three home runs in the game, train the following day. You know, he make room for this guy.
Yeah,
he's
no doubt.
Exceptional play.
Yeah, I agree.
Murray, I hope he can play both sports, and I hope he beats Alabama. I don't agree with Notre Dame. I hope Notre Dame loses 40-0. I like the Clemson quarterback. I do. And what I call, you think it'd be, it's looking like it could be Chargers and the Rams in the Super Bowl. You know, the Chargers, the unwanted child. I mean, there should be two teams playing in L.A. all this time, but the Chargers belong in San Diego. The Raiders, if they're going to screw Oakland, I can't take that coach. I wish him nothing but 2-14 for the next 10 years. Is he going to trade Derek Carr also?
Maybe. You never know. He's cleaning house. Hey, if Jay Gruden's still here in D.C., maybe he'll do his brother a solid and trade Carr here to D.C. What do you think about that, Mitch?
Not bad, but I'm thinking, why not roll with a second round Kyle Murray? Take a shot. He's only an inch shorter than Baker Mayfield. Yeah. And right now, Baker Mayfield looks better than the other five quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Sam Darnold has nobody to throw the ball or hand the ball off to with the Jets.
Yeah.
Baker's just an inch taller, and I think Kyle Murray had a better career at Oklahoma.
It's interesting.
Two years.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mitch. I don't know. Listen, if I'm Kyler Murray, I'm going to play pro baseball. There's more guaranteed money.
You can do both.
Yeah, well, I'd play pro baseball because there's more guaranteed money, and he's not going to get hurt. There you go. He could get hurt in the NFL and it's over, and you don't get jack schnikes. You go to baseball, it's guaranteed. How many fat asses are in baseball getting guaranteed money, out of shape, eating sunflower seeds? I'll take that. Thanks. Brian and Lusby, you're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
What's up, Travis? I looked you up your neck of the woods over there in California, Maryland, brother.
My man! How you doing, brother?
Yeah, got some outback for the game later. Hey, but look, when I'm watching the team, caps are fine, but the Wizards are cursed. The Nats underachieve every year. As far as the Redskins go, man, Jay Gruden's got to go. But look, hey, back when they were the Bullets, this was some years ago, Travis, my dad would take me to the Capitol Center back when they won the championship against Seattle. I was there, my brother. That's back when they were, you know, 15.
Yeah, I remember.
But as far as getting Nick Saban, that's not a crazy idea. That's a lot of money, though, brother, $150 million.
Well, it might not take a $150, Brian. Maybe you can get him for $120, but I tell you what, if you're going to give John Gruden $100, you got to give Saban more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you, but that's not a crazy idea. I'll take him in a minute. But I want to win out. I really do, Travis. Nobody wants to lose. I get tired of these fans calling up, oh, I want to lose to change coaches. I want to win anyway.
Yeah.
You always want to win. Brian Mitchell says that all the time.
That's right.
You never go to a game say, oh, I want to lose. Or a fans aspect, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
I want them to win tomorrow, and I want them to win next week. And our last home game, which I'm going to, which I'm crazy, but against Philly, and maybe we can squeak in, and then they can still make a coach change. So
no doubt.
I want to win, Travis. Tell me what you think about that, brother. Hey, by the way, nobody's beating Alabama. Roll Tide. Later, brother.
Roll damn Tide, Jason in Herndon. You're on the Travis Thomas Experience.
Hey, what's going on? I'm looking for some betting advice because I want to bet with my head and not with my heart.
All right.
I'm a UCF fan. I forgot what losing feels like. I want Alabama to schedule us. But since that won't happen, we get LSU in the Fiesta Bowl, and we're plus 7.5 right now.
Yeah.
What do you think about UCF covering 7.5 points against the vaunted, vaunted LSU Tigers?
Well, I'll say this, and I got to go, so I'll be quick, brother. Listen, I think this game opened at 8, and it's been bet down to 7.5. There's a lot of money going on UCF. I think this, by game time, could be down maybe to even 6.5. It may go down a whole point. But I think a lot of that is because UCF beat Auburn in the bowl game last year, but Auburn didn't want to be there. I think the difference this year is LSU in the Fiesta Bowl, they're happy to be there. They're going to want to prove a point, and I think they're going to beat UCF's ass. So I would do not bet with your heart. Take LSU, lay the points, and you know what? if you're right and UCF covers or it's a close game, you lose by field goal, or even if you win, you'll be happy with your heart anyways. But I would, on this one, bet LSU and lay the points because I think your team's going to get their ass beat.
Well, you definitely didn't hold back. Appreciate it.
And with that, Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan. Double J, I need you on the mic. Can we talk about how the last segment ended where your boy, James, called and said, I'm a UCF grad or whatever. I want to bet them in the bowl game. What do you think? And I broke the whole game down, and then my last statement was, your team's going to get their ass beat, so bet the other way. And he goes, well, you didn't hold back.
He very politely thanked you. He said he wanted to bet with his head, not his heart. There's no better way to do so than honest truth.
I mean, just amazing. By the way, I'm getting texts from my next guest, Clinton Portis. So, Double J, please call him. He had some confusion of the time.
Okay.
He just texted me 3:30 or 3. So, if you could maybe just touch base with our boy CP, that'd be great. Clinton Portis coming up, actually, at the top of this hour, whether he knows it or not, on the Travis Thomas Experience. A little confusion there. Ryan Wormley of NBC Sports Washington will be on at 3:30 talking that. So there you go. Double J, go ahead and give me that football music. I'm going to go ahead and run through these games while you get CP squared away. Tonight I got Houston straight up. I'm not going to do the gambling. I'm just going to get you who wins the game. Houston's going to beat the Jets tonight. I think it'll be a good game, though. I like what the Jets are doing. I like their future. They're going to get a new coach, figure it out. But I think they got the right quarterback. But I like Houston tonight to win. I'm going Baker Mayfield tonight to beat the Broncos. I think Cleveland is not going to make the playoffs, but I think they'll make it interesting for the next 3 weeks. I like Baltimore to win at home against Tampa Bay. I like Oakland to go into Cincinnati and beat the Bengals. That's right. I think Oakland sucks. I think the Bengals suck, but I think Oakland's playing well lately, and the Bengals are not. Their season's over. Marvin Lewis will finally get fired. This will be the game that's the catalyst for that. Oakland wins. I like Buffalo to win over the Lions at home. Both of those seasons are over, but I think Buffalo is a little bit better than Detroit, believe it or not. And it's always hard to win in Buffalo, even when they're terrible. I like the Colts to win at home over the Cowboys. Probably a close game. I know I said I wasn't going to talk gambling, but they are 3-point favorites. I think it could come down to a field goal, to be honest with you. But hopefully it's a little bit more so I can get that done. Because I took the Colts and laid the points. I like Tennessee to go into the Meadowlands and beat the Giants straight up. They're a better team. The end. I think how do you like that for up front? I think Miami will lose the game, but it will be close against Minnesota. Minnesota wins that one. But I wouldn't be shocked if Miami wins that. They play everyone tough. Atlanta, Arizona, I just want to say who cares because you both suck. Green Bay at Chicago, I'm going Aaron Rodgers here. I think Green Bay is going to make a playoff run. It started last week in a win against Atlanta. I think they beat Chicago in Soldier Field and win that game. Washington, Jacksonville is just a train wreck. Bet the under. Who even knows who's going to win that? Seattle at San Francisco, I'm going Seattle to win that game. New England at Pittsburgh is always interesting, and it's always the same result. New England's going to win that game. Don't kid yourself. Philly at the Rams. Carson Wentz is out. Foles comes in. It gets intriguing. I don't know if I'd bet this game, but I tell you what, straight up, I think the Rams win. But I think it could be closer than people think. New Orleans at Carolina for the Monday Nighter. I think Carolina has a shot to cover that number. It's 6.5. It opened at 6.5. The last I saw it, it's at 6. I'm not betting it. If I was, I'd probably bet Carolina to cover the number, but New Orleans is going to win that game. So there you go. There you go, Double J. I think I pretty much covered everything. Did we get our Miami Hurricane friend on the same page?
Yeah, we're going to make a slight adjustment, but it's still going to be okay.
Oh, God.
Just a slight adjustment. No big deal.
Should I go to break now to find out what that adjustment is?
That would be great.
Fantastic. Before I do it, let me promote everything. I'm on air till 4 o'clock today, so you need to keep it locked here. I have Clinton Portis coming up. I have Ryan Wormley coming up. I'm on DC Sports Live Monday through Friday on NBC Sports Washington, so make sure you watch that with my co-host Michael Jenkins. Our show is lit. TravisThomasExperience.com is my free sports talk, fitness, and sports gambling website. We do everything there. So if you're a fan of me, go subscribe to that. I do all kinds of stuff there. And on social media, you can follow me on everything. It's Travis Thomas Experience. So there you go. When we come back, Clinton Portis, Ryan Wormley, and basically Power Hour. I mean, we got an hour left, and it's going to be gnarly, dude. Travis Thomas Experience, 106.7 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.